And we're especially honored to have Ross and Stacey King. You'll meet them here in just a few minutes. Their music will move you this morning for well over a decade, probably better part of 15 years. Ross's music has been part of my regular playlist. And so I have listened to your music over and over and over again. And it seems to me that God picks a song regularly out of Ross's music to challenge, to encourage, and he just has a wonderful gift with lyrics that pierce to the soul. So you'll see a little bit and get a taste of that, and I trust that God will be using that in your life as well this morning. So we're glad you guys are here. Before we get started, I want to just share a couple of thoughts, to kind of prep you, maybe give you a framework for the program, a couple of thoughts, maybe give a framework for the next week or so as we head towards Christmas, as also maybe just a way about thinking about your life. And just two quick thoughts. And the first thought is this, is that God is in the middle of your story. Okay, God's in the middle of your story right now. This morning, we're going to look at five different stories, Christmas stories, people that are involved in the story. And so when you look at it, I mean, the Christmas story is the convergence of dozens and dozens of people from all over Israel, a huge geographical expanse. And there's all of these folks. There's Joseph and Mary and Herod and Caesar Augustus. There's the innkeeper and Elizabeth and Zechariah and Simeon and Anna and Magi and shepherds. There's all of these folks that all come together. They're spread out. And in a brief moment of time, they intersect because of the birth of our Savior. But in all of these stories, God is at work. God is at work in each of these individuals. God is at work moving and shaping. And he's drawing each and every one of them. So God is in their story. Eugene Peterson puts it this way. He says that the assumption of spirituality, the assumption of Christianity, is that always God is doing something before I know it. So the task is not to get God to do something that I think needs to be done, but to become aware of what God is doing so that I can respond to it and participate and take delight in it. And God is in the middle of their story, and God is in the middle of your story. Right now, this day, where you are, God is at work in the middle of your story. Now, 9 days ago, you know this, 9 days ago, we had snow in Lafayette, right? An almost historic moment. Matter of fact, Susan and I were on our way back from Colorado. We've been in Colorado for 8 days. We saw more snow coming down 49 than we'd seen in all our time in Colorado. And so you know that when it happened, we canceled school, right? You know, for fear that someone may throw a cup of sonic ice on the road. We go out and we build 6-inch snowmen, right? And we're so proud of our little snowmen. And we managed to scrape together 4 snowballs for a snowball fight. I mean, it's what we do. And so it's a great thing. But did you know? Because we only got, maybe an inch, less than an inch. Did you know in a cubic inch of snow, there are 18 million snowflakes? Now, I pity the fool that had to count those. But there's 18 million. And every one of them are unique. Every one of them are completely different. And it's in many ways, it's like creative overkill. But that's the way God is. God loves making things new. In the final phrases of Revelation, as God talks about God's delight, God speaks and says, I'm making all things new. I am making everything new. That there is within God this restless creativity that he has to make and then create and remake and make new over and over again. God never settles for copies. God never gets tired and says, oh, forget it. Let's just go to the files. God, you are a unique creation. There's nobody else like you. There never has been anybody else like you. There never will be another person like you. God is unique in creating you. And God is in the middle of your story. And God is writing a unique story through you. And the scriptures make it really clear that God writes a unique story through you, in you, so that you can shine a unique light on the glory of God. See, only you can show us what God is like the way you can. You, the way God has put you together, the way God is at work in your story, that you have an ability to show us about God's grace that nobody else can. You can show us about the way God loves you and in you and through you like nobody else can. And so God is involved in your story, ultimately, so that you are able to show off who He is in a unique and a completely special way. And so you may kind of look at your day, kind of going, I'm just an average, everyday person. You know what? All the people we're going to look at today, average, everyday people. Except God was at work. And as you watch their stories, as you hear their stories, as you reflect on them this Christmas season, you end up seeing something very unique about God. And the same is true for your story. So the first thought I've got for you guys this morning is really pretty simple. God is in the middle of your story. The second thought I've got for you is just the flip side, is that you are in the middle of God's story. All right? God, you are in the middle. You are central to God's story. God is, and all the stories we're going to look at, there's these beautiful five stories that all come together. But all of them are telling one story. It's the story of Jesus. It's the story of Jesus being born and beginning to grow and come as the Savior of our world. And I don't want to be overly simplistic this morning, but God's story is really very simple. It's a three-scene, three-act story that we're all a part of. And you could simply put it as, I mean, we are marked, we are marred, and we are remade. Right? We are marked. Every one of us in this room, God created us. You're an image bearer. You are shaped into the image of God. You're made by Him. And every one of us reflect Him, as I just said. But we're marred. We're twisted. Sin entered our world. Sin came and it twisted, it broke, and it messed up everything that God had designed. And so as a result, folks fight with each other. We don't get along with you. We're never satisfied. And all of the issues that kind of come from that, we blame and we hide and we try to figure out ways to live life apart from God. We could go on and on. But He made us. Then we were marred, and now we're being remade. We're being, and that is the great work of God in our time, is the remaking, the redemption, the reconciliation, the restoration of humanity. That's the core of why Jesus came. He didn't come as an example. He didn't come as a model. He came as a sin bearer. He came to die on a cross for us. He came to take our place so that humanity could be reformed, could be remade, could be restored to its original position. And you have a part in that grand story. You're not just an observer on this thing. That God is first of all, God is remaking you. And second of all, He's using you, is just like He did all of these other average people, to remake and to recreate. So this morning, you're not here by accident. You're here because the Creator of all of the universe has invited you to be here. He's drawn you. Maybe for the songs, maybe to hear that you're part of His story, maybe to hear He's part of your story. Maybe it's something within the drama. Maybe it's one of Ross's songs. Maybe it's just the love of the body. Who knows why? But God has brought you this morning here as a gift to you to move you forward in your part of His story. All right? So over the next couple of weeks, today, over the next few weeks, my hope is maybe you'll reflect on that. How is God part of your story right now? And how is He using you in the greater story that He's telling? All right, so glad you guys are here. I'm just going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to dive in and start this morning, all right? So, Father, we thank You for today. Thank You for these stories. Thank You for this production. Thank You for the truth that it portrays, and thank You for Ross and Stacy. Lord, would You speak to us this day? In Your name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the Christmas stories.